You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I put the cars down here tonight. Us fellows, we'll let you be seated. I put them down here, Psalm 63, so you can see them afterwards. And I've had more people just admiring those cars. We're going to close out next week with Psalm 64. So we have 10 of these Psalms, and it's a 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, all the way from 55 on. And 55 was the first one that had a V8 engine. I want to read this Psalm for you, and I'd like you to stay with me because I may have you read in between time. But Psalm 63 is a great Psalm. David is running from his own son, Absalom. Can you imagine that? Dads, can you imagine running from your son? And his son wanted to kill his dad. How in the world can a boy get so sideways? Perhaps you have a son that's sideways, or a husband that's sideways, or a loved one that's sideways, or backslidden away from God. How can some folks go so far away from God? That's what David finds. Psalm 63. I think Spurgeon said this. Psalm 63, there is no, and here's what he said, no desert in David's tone. There's no hopelessness in David's tone, being chased by his son. Look at Psalm 63. It's a great psalm. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. That's why Spurgeon called it in the desert. Dry and thirsty, but Lord, I just desire you. I long for you. I thirst for you. Look at verse 2. I see thy power and thy glory. So I have seen thee in the sanctuary because of thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed, meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings, I will rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. My right hand upholdeth me. Then he says, verse 9 and 10, for those that are oppressing me, he says this, those that seek my soul to destroy it, it shall go into the lower parts of the earth, and they shall fall by the sword. They shall have the portion with the foxes. But the king, he was the king, shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speaketh lies shall be stopped. Let's go back in Psalm 55. Let's just check our memory verses, see how we're doing, but let's bow for prayer. Our Father, I want to thank you for Wednesday night and the attentive spirit always of this church to the Word of God. And Father, we're opening up the Bible. Psalm 63 is a phenomenal proverb. A man who lived on the winning side. A man who had victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. A man who was being hunted down by his own son to be killed. And yet, God, he was just rejoicing in thee. God, may we all be like that is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 55, verse 22 is our memory verse. If you know it, say it by memory. If not, let's read it. Ready? Psalm 55, 22, begin. Cast
thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee.
Good.
Thee.
Good. Then Psalm 56, verse 3. Psalm 56, 3. Ready? Begin. And then 57, and we have all these cars, 55, 56, now we're in 57. And 57, verse number 7, ready, begin. My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
And then Psalm 58, we have the article down here tonight for you to see. The 58 was lower, wider, dual headlights. Oh, it's a beautiful car. 58, verse 11. Ready? Begin. So that man... And then Psalm 59, verse number 9. Ready? Begin. Because of his strength will I... And then Psalm 60, I love the 60 cars. Verse 11, ready, begin. Give us help in trouble. And then Psalm 61, it is verse number 3, is that right? Verse 3, let's read it together. Ready, begin. For thou hast been a... And then Psalm 62, it's verse number 8. Psalm 62, 8, you've done great at this, thank you. Ready, begin. Trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out. And I'm going to give you your psalm for verse for this week. It's Psalm 63, verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Here's a man rejoicing. This 63 here, you've got to look at it tonight. This 63 is beautiful. It's the first year to have the bucket seats. And they had the gear shift in the middle there. It's a beauty. It is a beauty of a car. I love the color. This is an actual color that you could buy. And always had white wall tires. You see the white wall tires on there. And that's a convertible. And it's breathtaking. The nose is great. If you can see the back, they have the three headlight, the tail lights, and the dual headlights in the front. And I tell you what, I'd be a better pastor with this car right here. So we'll see. The 1963 was such a special year. General de Gaulle was the prime minister he was the president of France. General de Gaulle was 6'5". Our president's 6'3". He's 6'5". He was very thin. But General de Gaulle had an assassination attempt on his life on March the 4th, 1963. They found the six people that were planning the assassination. They did not have the assassination. They planned it, and they killed all six of them. Kind of a weak amen, but nonetheless, that's what they had. Then August 28th, it was my birthday, 1963. I was in junior high school. Martin Luther King was in jail, and he got out of jail, and he stood at Lincoln's Monument. Lincoln's Monument's my favorite monument in Washington, D.C. And Lincoln Monument, he stood there to a crowd of 250,000 people. And he preached a message, I have a dream. And that's gone down into infamy. Then I wonder, where were you? I remember I was in seventh grade. Mr. Vargas was my teacher, and my principal came in. On November 22nd, 1963, if you were born and you remember, where were you November 22nd, 1963? Does anybody, Brother Shilton, where were you? In Okinawa. God bless you. In the Air Force, I think, right? Who else? Where were you? Yes, Pat?
I was at home and I saw it on the TV.
At home, I saw it on the TV. Mary, where were you?
I was in junior high school in Cumberland,
Maryland. Junior high school in Maryland. Where were you on November? Come on, there's older people than this. Jerry, where were you at?
Fifth grade at a Catholic school in Rochester, New York.
Seventh grade, Catholic school, Rochester, New York. Any other old people here tonight? Anybody old? What happened? What happened November 22nd, 1963? JFK was shot and killed in Dallas. I'll tell you what, that was an awful day for America. I can remember in our public school, all the girls began, I don't know if yours this way in seventh grade for you or you, but the girls in our school started crying. They just started crying. And a lot of the boys were very emotional that day. It was just to think we had a president shot and killed. And our principal came in and said, I'm going to ask Mr. Vargas, public school, to lead you in prayer. They didn't get therapists, Brother Van Dyke, Jackie. They didn't get therapists, and they didn't get counselors. They got men of God praying and people of God praying for our country. 2 days later, he was buried. And I'll never forget that whole occasion. School's out, and we watched it all. What a sad day. On February 17th, a man that was born in 1963, he could bounce the basketball, Michael Jordan. 3 days later, Charles Barkley was born. And then let me give you one death, and it was Patsy Cline, C-L-I-N-E. Does anybody remember Patsy Cline? A lot of hands go up here, older people. Patsy Cline died at age 31. And Patsy Cline was a member of a Baptist church, sang in the choir, sang specials like Madison just sang, and she just had a beautiful voice. She was country. She was from Virginia, but she was just country in her singing. And all of a sudden they discovered who she was, and she became a country music star. And then she began to add in the 60s is when pop music, and she sort of merged pop music and country western music together. She was involved in a very terrible car accident when she was about 25, head-on collision. Guy came over, and three people died that night. It disfigured her face, it disfigured her body, broken wrist, broken leg, and they put her back together and had the surgeries, and she went on, and she became very famous. And then in 19, oh, whatever year, she was 31 years of age, and she was in a plane going back to Nashville, and the pilot had no skill with the aviation dials. He could fly by sight, but a storm came in and he was lost. And they went headfirst into the ground, and she died. That's 1963. This psalm is the 63 Chevy. And I want you to see it with me tonight. It's such an encouraging psalm to me. When you get really weary in life, read Psalm 63. And when you read it out loud and put yourself in a chair and think about this man is being chased by his own son. I don't have it that bad. Look what he says in Psalm 63 and verse number 1. O God, thou art my God. That's a statement, friends. That's a strong statement. Underline it. Thou art my God. What worry do I have when God's in control of everything? Everything. I don't care what it is in your life. I don't care what sorrow it is. God's in control. Oh God, thou art my God. And then he says this, early will I seek thee. Early could refer to Psalm 90, that when a person is a young teenager, that early he seeks the Lord. Oh, satisfy us early with thy goodness. Satisfy us with thee, dear Lord, early. You teenagers that are moved up here now, whatever grades you're in, and you teenagers throughout the house, get a walk with God early in life. Learn what it is to read your Bible every day, all summer long, and pray all summer long, and develop a prayer journal, and keep track of your prayers, and pray about things. Brother Luke Flood, we had an answer prayer yesterday, because he asked us at prayer time, 9 o'clock yesterday morning, we gathered for prayer, and he said, pray, we're out of hotels. We have 70 rooms over here, and we have X amount here for youth conference, and we're all out of hotel rooms, and Airbnbs, people got those, and we just need, the dorms are filled, we just need space. And the rate has just gone through the roof, and you can't find anything. And you know, God found us the same hotel that we have. It's one of their sister hotels, I think, for the same price. That's answered prayer, child of God. Early seek God. Early in your situation. Well, I don't think I can, I don't have to talk to God about it. I can handle this. This is an easy one. God, I won't bother you. Bother God with it. Bother God with everything. Early. Early in the midst of your trouble. Early in the midst of your days. Early as a teenager. And he said, early will I seek thee. My soul, two things. It thirsteth for thee, and it longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no water. Water is. I don't know about you. I've never gone without water. I fast a lot, but I always drink water. But I find in my life that at a certain time every day, I try to stop drinking water. And I want to be very appropriate here, so I'm not up all night long every hour. You know how that works. But sometimes I wake up at 2 in the morning and 2:30, and I am so thirsty. I'm just dry. I can't sleep. I'm so thirsty. And I go downstairs and open the refrigerator and get a bottle of water. And I drink half of it, always drink half of it. Now, I'll be up all night now, but I drink half of it just in one swallow without stopping. I get so thirsty. And that's where David says, I'm thirsty. God, I'm thirsty for you. I thirst for you. Then verse 2, look at verse 2. To see thy power and thy glory. Have I seen the sanctuary? God, I long to see your power. I long to see the witness of your strength, because thy loving kindness is better than life. To meet with you, dear God, is better than life. That's what Paul said, Brother Manley. He said, I have a desire to go to heaven, but it's better for you that I stay. We sing. Do we mean it? Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. You know, I know when loved ones pass on, it's a heartache. It's a heartache you never get. It's a wound. I was out in the cemetery this week praying, and I was there, and I stood by all the markers of the members of our church. And I see their markers, and I miss those people. I miss, Brother Skirty, I miss people I've pastored, and they're laid to rest now. But God's word says that heaven's better. Heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. You know, when God takes you home, it's going to be a wonderful day for you. Now, your loved ones that are left behind, Eunice, it's hard on them. Sure it is. Look what the Bible says. Thus I will bless thee while I lift up my hands in thy name. I just can't get over it. I can't get over without Madison was singing. I couldn't get over saying amen. It was just great. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with a joyful lips. Are you joyful? Look what he says in verse number 6. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. He said, I can't sleep tonight, but God, I'm sure thinking about you. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I don't know if it's with age or what it is, but the older I get, I don't want any of these cars in real life. Have no desire for them. But I'm telling you, I think about our Lord all the time. He's always on my mind. Lord, am I pleasing you right now with my wife? Lord, am I pleasing you with my family? Lord, am I pleasing the people of North Valley Baptist Church? They're the best. I got all wound up with you, I think it was this morning or last night or sometime in the last 24 hours. Just the fact that God would have been so good to me to give me people like you. Maybe it's just 50th anniversary. But you know, so many pastors have hard, difficult people to pastor. Difficult. And I look over here, I look at this crowd on this Wednesday night. You have rushed from work, you've rushed here to bring your kids to the program. And God bless you. Look what he says. in verse number 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. I don't have to worry. God's holding me up. Then he speaks about verse 10 and verse 11, 9 and 10, those that seek his soul. But then he says this in verse number 11, but the king, I'm going to rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. He said, you know, I'm just so grateful for you, who you are, God. I'm grateful that it's all of Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name, and that's the reason why I love him so, oh Jesus. No, there's no desert in his life tonight. There's no woe in his life. He's a man that's full of joy. Let's read, beginning in verse 1. Let's read the psalm. Read it like you mean it. 63, 1 through 11. Ready? Begin. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with a joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee.
Thy right hand holdeth me. But those that see my soul shall surely live.
You know, years ago, when I'd go to the hospital, I still have the same Bible. It's in the door of my car, and pages are falling out. I'm not going to buy a different one. But I still have the New Testament and the Book of Psalms, and I always read it. If you've been in the hospital, you know I always read just Psalm 86. You know how I memorize Psalm 86, and there's a lot of verses, I don't know, 17, 18, 21 verses, whatever. I memorized it just by going to the hospital and reading it. I didn't sit down one day and say, I'm going to memorize it. I just memorized it by coming to the hospital. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I'm poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I'm holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. I love verse 7. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. You know, when people are lying in a bed, that's the day of their trouble. I memorized that psalm just by simply reading it all the time in the hospital. You could memorize Psalm 63 if you read it aloud every day. Put 63 on a card, would you? If you feel like it, put it on a card or two, or put 11 of them for 11 verses, and just read it every day aloud. Read it all of the year of 2025. You're going to memorize this, and the next time, it's when you have a heartache in your life, you're going to claim Psalm 63.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.